The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around.
Here it is. Come on, everybody.
I've been a puppet,
a pauper,
a pirate,
a poet.
Come on.
A pawn and a king.
I've been up and down and over.
Come
and
on,
out.
Sing it with me and Frank.
And I know one
thing. I know you're stuck on the bridge. Here we go.
Each time I find myself
flat on your
face. On my
face. What are you going to do, Francis Abbott?
I pick myself up and go back in the race.
Oh, you know you're going to do that, man. I ain't going down. Everything that happens, everything we see, all the negativity, everybody coming at you, every which way, the phone calls I get.
People dying on you. I mean, that's it. I'm not letting anything stand in my way.
Everybody out. Norton, get out. I'm telling you, we are going onward and forward. And I know that there's traffic problems all around the great city of New York, and you're stuck, and it's like, oh, my gosh, why can't anybody? This is my mind when I'm in traffic. Why can't anybody in Gracie Mansion or in Albany figure out a traffic flow? They don't care. Let's raise the taxes. Let's put in, their answer is this, congestion pricing. Oh, that's great. Why don't you just nail all the poor taxi drivers who have to pay a fortune for the medallions and then give them some more taxes? That's what that's about.
No, you know,
no
what,
traffic.
You
so
know
hang
what,
in there. Hang
you know
in
what?
There.
Yesterday, yes. I'm driving home, right? To your point about traffic, I'm driving home. I had to park on the other side of Wall Street. So I'm coming around the FDR going past South Ferry to come up to the West Side Highway, right?
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many taxi cabs just stop in the middle of a block, no flashers to let people out. You're like combating all this stuff. And then there are buses, school buses that are parked along. I know where they are. They're going to the what's the museum at the bottom of Broadway here? Is that
the Tibetan Art Museum?
No, the Native Amer- is it the Native American Museum?
Yeah.
So there are four buses, school buses, parked on this narrow street to get to the West Side Highway that you can't move. You have to try and get yourself to the
left.
No cops.
I don't.
There
this
are people
is my,
parked, double what, parked what, everywhere.
And Frankie, what happened, or Al, maybe you know, what's happening on the Verrazano? There was a...
livestock. Oh, this is great. So an accident happened 4:30 this morning. Apparently a truck carrying livestock hit into a truck carrying dry cement. So you can only imagine what's going on. Apparently some of the animals may have escaped, so there could be wild something running on.
Diseases. More diseases. Great. Hoof and mouth disease now on the Verrazano. Great. I love this. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What a morning. What happened?
Yeah.
The world is ending this morning. What happened?
So a friend of mine teaches in Bayonne, and she cuts through Staten Island to go over the Bayonne Bridge so she can avoid the traffic on the Newark Bay Extension. Good. She's been stuck on Staten Island forever. All these people getting stuck. It is ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. Well, the fact is, and I always say this, like, and this happened yesterday. We were going down. I was in Midtown. Driving, and then you see all of a sudden out of nowhere, the car behind you has lights. The lights appear. All the red lights, the blinking lights, the flashing lights. lights out of the grill, out of the side of the car, on top of all of a sudden these lights. That's a politician in that car. And I don't know how or why we're paying for that. That's so they can get through traffic as well. Because it's more important that they get to where they're going than where you and I are going. You got to go to work. If you're late for work, you're going to be docked for pay. And they could go there, forget about it. There's nobody in charge, whether it's in Trenton or Albany or in New York and in the municipalities. They don't think about traffic flow. And I mean, particularly in New York, there's no traffic flow sense. You can't. If you're going to get, by the way, the economy is so great. And that's what I embrace, is that the economy is great in New York. I've never seen New York being built like it is now. And that's President Trump's initiative in the White House. People were not afraid. And I heard from my investor friends, from big time investor friends, they say, we're not afraid to spend the money. We will spend the money. Before, we were afraid. We didn't know that President Obama understood the financial structure of the United States, starting with Wall Street, and the President Trump does, and now everybody's spending money. But the fact is, common sense tells you this. If you're on a road like Broadway that goes almost the full length of Manhattan, you bottleneck the traffic because you have a construction building on one side of the street, then they allow, and I know it's hard to say no to the money. I understand. They allow constructing another building on the other side of the street. You've got a small path, not even big enough for your car, that you have to get through. So you're running through. You're trying to go to Midtown from downtown. You go in, and then all of a sudden, everything stops. You go, what is the problem? There's green lights. What's the problem? It's because the construction has to take the street up. They take a lane. They take another lane on the right. And then Mayor de Blasio, in his infinite wisdom, puts a bus lane in. I don't know that I have ever seen a bus in the bus lane. But if you and I get in the bus lane and we're driving, oh my gosh, the tickets that you don't even want to think about. But the bus lane thing is a failure. Let us just, and by the way, the people that are there directing the traffic, God bless them. I know it's hard and I feel for these folks too. It's a very, in all weather, they're out there and everything. We don't need them. We know what to do. We know how to drive. We're Jersey people. We're New Yorkers. We know it may be a little manic, but we can get through if you just give us our freedom on the road. Hey, let me go to Judy, who called in. I want to go to some phone calls if I can at 11 minutes after 9 o'clock before we go to the great Michael Goodwin. Judy, good morning. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, good morning, Joe. Thanks for taking my call. Lots, but you know something, David, what? I was holding on. I heard David from San Francisco, right?
Oh boy.
So I hate to tell David, it's the Democrats over there that are running the show.
That's right.
Pelosi.
That's
they got
right.
Tourist guides that have to figure out a way not to take them where all the defecation and God knows what is over there. And that's David. And he should blame it on Pelosi and the Democrats to do nothing, on President Trump. I have to laugh. He calls him a mafioso. Meanwhile, the economy is great. I don't know what the heck he's talking about. But you know something?
Yes.
And he's talking about lies, right? He was talking about lies. Well, guess what? I know you don't like lies because I hate lies. And there is a pathological liar, Adam Fulishev, okay?
That's right. That's exactly
and he's
right.
And he's saying, and this is what he's saying. He said a lot, but this is what he's saying. One of the things he's saying is, oh, President Trump, he's basically responsible for 15,000 Ukrainians that were killed by the Russians. So let me just say something. He got into office January 20 of 2017, March 2017, 2 months later, 2.5 months later, he actually released weapons, tanks, and even that Yovanovitch ambassador, who she doesn't like him, said it was tremendously helpful, and
he kept releasing
money. And let me tell you something, Joe.
Yeah.
If you have $400 million of taxpayers' money in escrow, don't you think you're going to first check out the new leader in the corrupt Ukraine to find out if maybe it's going to go into honest hands before you release it? Are they out of their mind?
You're right. Judy, you are good, girl. You're staying on your game, and thank you so much. You're right on the money. I didn't even watch Adam Schiff. I just saw some of the quote-unquote lowlights of it, and he did. He started blaming the president for this when it was President Obama that never gave the money where it should have gone. This was as corrupt a nation as you possibly could find in Ukraine, and yet the president is giving the money out, and now they're holding the deaths of Ukrainians, and meantime, no one addresses the issue of what happened during the Obama administration. And you know, I don't have any animus toward Joe Biden, and I like that he protects his children, whether it's legal or not. Isn't that a terrible thing to say? But you know, it's like, all right, you want an illegal job from China? It's your kid. What are you going to say? No. But what Joe Biden did was so, I think it was beyond inappropriate. I think it was totally illegal. They don't address it. They don't address it, you know? So you're right. Adam Schiff was way off the game, and he was telling lies. Hey, I want to give a shout-out to some of the Navy folks listening down. I don't want to give their location, but they are part of the anti-terrorist team, and they are patrolling waters down in the eastern seaboard of the United States of America. And this is one of the sailors' dad. This is a Border Fox who follows us on Twitter. And I want to say to all those sailors down there, I want to say you make us so proud. God bless you. Godspeed. You are everything that is great about the United States of America. Yeah, I know how you are. I know how tough you are. I know I'm a Jersey guy, man. But I ain't tough like you guys are. So thank you to the men and women in the United States Navy. And I don't want to give out too much information because I want to protect their location and exactly what they're doing down there. But I get little tweets on how well we are situated. And I would thank this president for doing that, for believing in the military, for giving the weapons to the military, and for understanding the threats that are there. So to... and I see here the information, but I hesitate to give it, guys. But to it said the boys are on board, and my kid is there. I see the picture. I'm trying not to identify too much. They're on watch, trying to take care of their own lives and protect us in their interim. So to Border Fox and to Border Fox's valiant hero son, God bless you and Godspeed. Thanks for listening to the show. And I got to tell you, Frankie, a story too. I'm going to repeat it. I talked to Commissioner Bernie Kerik yesterday, and everybody down there, all the sailors, they were so appreciative of Commissioner Kerik helping out Eddie Gallagher, you know, the Navy SEAL. So there was a kid down there, and I hope I'm telling the story correctly, but he wanted to apply for a job down there, over there, and move from one base to the other. So there were 3,000 applicants that wanted this job. So the one kid tells the people who are, you know, they go in, you got to go through all the rigmarole and all the investigations, Frankie, you know, when you want to change a job in the military. So the guy goes, what do you like? What do you like? He goes, well, I appreciate it. I follow Commissioner Kerik. He says that. He goes, and I appreciate what Commissioner Kerik did with Eddie Gallagher to stand up for the United States Navy and the Navy SEALs. Nice. Well, the guy gets the job. He beat out 3,000 applicants. Wow. Because, yes, I call Bernie. I said, hey, Bernie, you are all over, brother. So we appreciate that. You know, it's all about this country, and it's all about, you know, we want peace, but, you know, it's peace through strength, and we appreciate our young warriors watching out for us. 17 minutes after 9 o'clock, let me go to our dear friend Viviana, who we love. Viviana, thanks for calling. What is on your mind this morning?
Love you too, brother. And go, Judy!
She's great.
Call as a Latina and as New York City resident to denounce the efforts of Yudan Rodriguez to accept a vote to green card residents. I feel firmly that the vote must only go to citizens. When you go to their website, they say, together we make laws governing New York City. Yeah. I ask every single person who's a New York call the Speaker of the Council, Corey Johnson. May I give the phone number? We got to flood his office.
Yeah,
today is
sure.
That's
right. Corey's a good guy. He means well, but you're right on the money.
No. Just to let him know our view on this.
Yep. Go ahead. Yeah, Viviana, the number for...
212-788-7210. 212-788-7210. And if that's busy, 212-564-7757. We have to be New York City advocates and activists. If not, they're going to take over the city.
You're right.
God bless
Viviana,
you,
you're right.
For the opportunity.
Oh, we love you, girl. Thank you. You're so right. And they are just they're giving away everything. But the people they forget about most are those of us. Just again, the cab drivers trying to drive up and down Manhattan, getting hit with congestion pricing. Those of us who have to drive because we don't have mass transit and we have to drive in. They slam us with the tolls at the Port Authority. Mamma mia! It's like you know, they always forget about we the people who. We're working so hard, and down in Washington, it's worse of all. It's all special interest. Don't forget, politics is, it should be
representation, like I always say. And that's why the Revolutionary War started. Representation, taxation without representation. You always heard that as a kid, right? But it's not. Politics has turned into an industry, and we aren't part of the industry. We are just, you know what? We're not even a reason for that industry in their minds. They got voted. This is a career for them. How long's Chuck Schumer been and Nancy Pelosi? They've been in office for decades, decades. And term limits. What can we do? It's time to step up. Viviana, you're absolutely right. Hey, we got more. I'll just hold calls there. 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. We may have time to go to more calls. Debbie, how you doing this morning? 919 with Debbie Duhaime on the roads for you right now.
I'm doing okay. Can you believe that accident, though, this morning with the livestock?
Was there livestock on the road? I didn't see anything. Was there livestock on the road?
I think they just had to take care of, to get the animals safely onto another truck and all that type of thing. That's why it took so long, you know?
Yeah, that's so funny, man. Livestock only in New York.
Brooklyn, you know? Hey, going into Brooklyn. Unbelievable, right?
Hey, that's a Brooklyn cow. Hey, Moo. Hey, what are you looking at?
Hey, move over.
920. Debbie's on the roads for you, looking out for you. And we're feeling for you. And thanks for listening this morning. Thank you, Debbie Duhaime.
Thanks, Joe. We still have this very heavy traffic on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound as you head from 440 getting out toward the Verrazano Bridge because of that earlier accident on the upper level of the Verrazano Bridge into Brooklyn. A lot of alternate volume as well on Father Capitano Boulevard getting up and out toward the area of the Staten Island Expressway. Highland Boulevard is also bumper to bumper getting up toward the Staten Island Expressway getting out toward the Verrazano. It's still pretty busy for you on the eastbound side of the Gowanus by the Prospect. Eastbound BQE, heavy traffic getting up and out toward the Williamsburg Bridge. Westbound BQE at the Willie B. It looks like you still have an accident there as well. Cross Island North at the LIE, a crash to deal with. Alternate side parking rules in effect. Inbound GWB still over an hour into the upper, 35 to the lower. Lincoln 40, Holland still about 30 minutes in. 208 northbound bumper to bumper, Maple Ave and Fairlawn with a collision. Lemoyne Ave is closed in Fort Lee with an accident investigation. And it's still busy, 22 eastbound in Union with an accident still being cleared. Robert Moses Causeway closed with an accident investigation by Montauk Highway. Partly cloudy today, high of about 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Everyone knows Perillo Tours are the definitive travel experts in Italy and Hawaii, serving travelers for some 75 years now. What you may not know is Perillo Tours has expanded their fabulous tours to include Spain in 2020. That's right, Spain. CEO, my pal Steve Perillo, and his nephew Devin, representing the fourth generation of Perillo Tours, has put together an unforgettable excursion to Spain. Hey, how does a 12-day tour of Spain sound? A Madrid, Cordoba, Granada, Seville, Toledo, huh? Much more, right? You can also add on the optional 4-day Barcelona extension. I'm wearing one now, as a matter of fact. No. All Perillo Tours contract only 4- and 5-star hotels, all centrally located. You can enjoy a carriage ride in Seville. Take a passionate flamenco dance show. You could take in a beautiful dance show, right? How about sherry tasting in a private art gallery? Participate in a paella cooking class. Visit an olive oil factory tour and tasting. They always talk about Spanish olive oil. You can check it out. That's all including the famous Perillo Never Lift a Finger promise that you have come to love. Call for the new 2020 Spain brochure at 888-PERILLO, 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O, or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
Whether you need help with drafting a will or trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, or protecting your assets from nursing home costs, Connors and Sullivan's goal is always the protection of your rights and interests. The professionals at Connors and Sullivan have been helping people like you plan their estates and protect their families for over 30 years.
I'm Mike Connors. Come to our office for a free initial consultation. Talk with me or one of our experienced attorneys to see how we can help you protect your family, your assets, and your legacy. There is no one strategy that fits everyone, but the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is no planning at all.
Call Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law today to schedule a free initial consultation with an attorney at any of their convenient locations in Brooklyn, Midtown Manhattan, Queens, and Staten Island. 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500, or visit their website, connorsandsullivan.com.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
If you're a homeowner, I've got great news that could save you money. In response to rising home prices, federal housing officials have stepped in to help make mortgages more affordable. Here's how. Some mortgage loans with specific maximum amounts are backed by government agencies, and those borrowers receive lower interest rates because the government insures them. But now the government is expanding the limits of these types of loans by 10%. Or higher. So what does that mean for you? It means a lot of people with mortgages will now qualify for lower interest rates because of this government expansion, and they don't even know it. So how do you know if you qualify? Easy. Just speak with one of our loan agents and ask if your mortgage now qualifies for a lower interest rate because of expanding loan limits.
For a free quote, visit cashcallmortgage.com or call 800-457-6947. That's 800-457-6947. 800-457-6947.
Hey, I got to tell you about Home Title Lock. That is so freaked out because Laura, our sales chief, great gal, she comes over. She goes, hey, Joe, look, here's all your online information about your home. Everything about it is right here. And I go, how did you get that? I go, anybody can get it, she said. And the folks at Home Title Lock, they want to talk to you and tell you they want to come onto the show, but they want to show you the danger of your home being stolen. That's right. And this, the FBI calls this, by the way, this home title theft, it's called. It's one of the fastest growing white collar crimes. So I got on the phone later in the day with these great folks at Home Title Lock. They were fun, you know, but they were saying, I said, hey man, you can get my information. They said, Joe, we can get anybody's information. Criminals find the title to our homes online, and then they file fraudulent documents claiming to own our houses, right? People have literally been evicted from their own homes because of this. Is this wild? You know, and we went back and forth online. I know I got your tweets online because everybody's saying, Joe, does this really happen? I'm telling you, it really happens. And the FBI says it's one of the fastest growing crimes. And how about that gal who was evicted from her own home because she lost 85 grand in equity? And nobody believes you can get your home stolen this easily, but it's happening. This is why you need to get Home Title Lock. Why I got Home Title Lock. Because no insurance company, no bank protects your home from title theft. All right, so please go to HomeTitleLock.com, HomeTitleLock.com, register your address to see, you know what, maybe you're already a victim and you don't even know it. HomeTitleLock.com will find that out for you because you can sign up to help protect the legal title to your home. And to get you started, I can offer you, courtesy of Home Title Lock, I could offer you 60 risk-free days of protection, okay? So please go to HomeTitleLock.com, HomeTitleLock.com. Once again, HomeTitleLock.com.
Take AM970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM970 The Answer. How sweet it is
to be loved. Oh, that's all we need. Little James Taylor right now to settle us down this morning. There it is. There it is.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's how bad it is. Al's calming me down.
I know, really. I mean, the roles are reversed. But by the way, just to lighten it up a little bit, James Taylor announcing a new tour this summer with Jackson Browne. So he'll be in Jersey in early July.
That's a lot of fun. That sounds like a lot of fun indeed.
I might go to that. Maybe I'll take. What, you want to come with me?
Come on, Joe. James Browne. James Browne's
dead. I mean, you know.
Yeah, listen, everybody else is.
Yeah, what? Must be some.
Something's going around, man.
Yeah, coronavirus. All right.
God forbid. Hey, I may not be coming back from Georgia because everything's in threes, right?
Well, James Brown is buried in South Carolina, so you could stop in South Carolina on your way to Georgia.
You should just drive. Just drive. Avoid the whole thing. Just drive.
You know, you've got a point there, Joe.
Well, so if I pop off, I'm telling you. So if I pop off, let's figure out who comes in. You guys will do the show. Let me give you my people who should probably sit in. Of course, Joe Borelli, but Arthur Idala is great. He's a little busy now.
Nice, yeah.
But
I noticed. So his father standing behind Harvey Weinstein.
That was great. What a shot I did. But now that Joe Concha is not over at iHeart anymore, he would be great on it. I'm just saying. We're just picking our people to replace old Joe as you go down. And then you'll give me one day. No, you'll give me maybe an open. The 6 o'clock intimate hour. Joe was a great guy. I remember this. And that was it.
Boy, it was a maple syrup infused, you know. Yeah.
God forbid.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, hey, listen, I'm ready.
They'll mistake you for Frank Sinatra Jr. on some networks. It's fantastic. It'd be great. What a eulogy. Some people will think you're Joe Pesci. That would be the best part of your wake. I mean, I don't mean to be morbid here, but the best part of your wake is people would show up thinking that you were Joe Pesci. You know, he was so good in The Irishman. Goodfellas. Oh, what a... I mean, The Irishman, what a comeback. No, this is Joe Piscopo. Piscopo? Oh, forget it. Right. I'm leaving.
Oh, man. Hey, let me go to our buddy Stu, if I can, before we break. Stu, always great to hear from you, my friend. What's on your mind this morning?
What's on my mind, Joe, is protecting you from the coronavirus. I was curious about Wuhan. It turns out it's a major manufacturing center, so you got a lot of international people going in and out. And one of the principal exports to one of their biggest markets, which is the U.S., is food. So make sure you eat everything that's imported from China. You should know where it's coming from.
Yeah, you know what? You think they would let us know. Stu, thank you for that. Yeah, I knew Stu always has some good information. It is. That's a mega import-export area. Hey, let me go to Joy. Joy always calling in from Bronxville. Always nice to hear from you, Joy. What's on your mind this morning?
Oh, thank you, Joe. Thank you. You're getting me in. I'm great. I just wanted to tell you, tomorrow, yes. Nobody else is going to have it on their show. But you know what? Thousands and thousands and thousands of people from all over the country are going to Washington tomorrow for the pro-life march.
Oh, and thank you. Right.
Nobody talks about it on any other station. I keep looking, you know, sometimes. But this is, you know, my husband and I are in our 80s now, and we have gone down most years, and we're going down tomorrow. And I think the president is even going to talk. I mean, God bless the president.
There you go. You know what? Good. Joy, president. Good for you. Thank you. Thanks for letting us know. It's true. It's a pro-life march, and they will not cover this on television. They will call it a anti-abortion march. It's a pro-life march, and President Trump has agreed to go and speak at this rally this weekend down in D.C. Thank you, Joy. God, you know, you wonder why I always turn to the phones, because you are the best. You really are the best, and you are so up on everything. And so thanks for mentioning that. Sometimes we get caught up with the crazy politics. I tell you, speaking of politics, we're going to go to Michael Goodwin. He is just a political genius, and we will talk to Michael and have a friendly conversation with Michael when we come back. Right now, Big Al standing by with the headline news just for you on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
35 degrees at 9:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. After calling a published report about its impending bankruptcy false on Wednesday, today, Fairmarket has reversed course and has announced it is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Will be selling 5 of its 14 stores across the tri-state. Village Supermarket, the owners of the ShopRite chain, will take over the 5 stores for $70 million. And those 5 stores are the Upper West Side flagship, the Upper East Side, Chelsea, Harlem, and Kips Bay. Fairway says it's possible it will sell off more stores if bidders come their way. Supermarket chain is known for the fresh fruit, cheeses, and baked goods, has been struggling to stay open amid a huge debt load. No more distant cousins or down-on-their-luck neighbors will be showing up at New Jersey Lottery winners' front doors thanks to a new law that lets ticket holders remain anonymous. The bill's authors say New Jersey is finally addressing something known as the lottery curse, where winners find themselves harassed by outsiders when they win a big jackpot. The bill passed unanimously. Lottery winners in New Jersey now have the option to keep quiet or go in front of the cameras. In sports, Eli Manning calling it quits on his football career. Manning, the Giants quarterback for 16 seasons, led the team to 2 Super Bowl titles while being named MVP of both those games. The Mets are hiring Luis Rojas to take over as the club's next manager. Rojas, son of longtime Montreal Expo and San Francisco Giants manager Felipe Alou, had been serving as the Mets' quality control coach. The Knicks lost to the Lakers at the Garden last night, 192, while Seton Hall beat Providence at the Rock, 73-64. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for an annual membership today and give one away to anyone you like absolutely free. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Still bumper to bumper on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound 440 out through the Verrazano Bridge because of that earlier accident on the upper level into Brooklyn. We're seeing lots of alternate volume on Highland Boulevard getting up toward the Staten Island Expressway. Also, Father Capodanno Boulevard is also jammed up getting up toward the Staten Island Expressway as well. Westbound BQE at the Kosciuszko Bridge, an accident there. One lane blocked. Cross Island North by the LIE, a collision. And it's stop and go eastbound BQE by McGinnis Humboldt with a disabled truck. Robert Moses Causeway southbound still closed by Montauk Highway. It's an accident investigation going on. Inbound GWB about an hour to the upper, better to the lower. Lincoln 30, Holland still about 35 minutes getting into town. Southbound Thruway slowing down into the Tappan Zee Bridge. 208 north at Maple Ave and Fairlawn, a collision. Partly cloudy today, high in the upper 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Walgreens has great deals on everyday essentials you need. Right now, buy one, get one free on hundreds of select vitamins and supplements with card now through February 29th. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, Joe on the radio, did you take your Balance of Nature yet? Come on, I just did. I took them early because I got to fly out of here on the way to Atlanta. And then I'm down with my buddy Sifu Alan Goldberg. We're doing the Action Martial Arts Awards down there at the Tropicana in Atlantic City. What a weekend, mamma mia. I need my Balance of Nature. So Balance of Nature, again, it's not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. I keep telling you that, right? That upset your stomach, that you eliminate. Balance of Nature is just a natural food in a vegetarian capsule. As I went to the health store just to peruse to see what was in the health store the other day, I told you, I met a lovely gal, and I didn't want to be pushy, but I said, you ever hear of Balance of Nature? She said, yeah, I heard it. What is it? So I'm telling her what I'm telling you. I said, well, it's a natural food, and then the copy comes out because I know it. I said, it's a natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients. She said, really? You know, and exactly what it is. What more am I going to tell you? And she knows, being a healthcare professional, really, is that it's antioxidants that are within that vegetarian capsule. You know, I keep telling you, a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. That's the ultimate antioxidant that fights off the free radicals in your body. So we don't want you to wait. We want you to get on the Balance of Nature. Don't wait, because I know you think, I'll get there. Well, how is, and I see you, right? We meet, and what a pleasure it is to see you. But hey, Joe, what, tell me about Balance of Nature. I'm telling you about Balance of Nature. And I'm telling you, we can give you 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature, plus free shipping. So now is the time to try it, okay? 35% off, free shipping on your new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Start your journey to better health today by calling, please, 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751, or go to balanceofnature.com. Please remember to use the discount code The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable. Every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. In May, New York State launched a $175 million workforce development initiative. Tell us about this program.
What we're going to be discussing with people all over the state is the ability for anyone involved in the whole idea of training workers for the jobs of today and for tomorrow. We now have money on the table to support that. A lot of people talk about workforce development and what it may mean, but we now have $175 million that the governor sought, the legislators all voted for. So what it's going to do is take us to the next level and allow New Yorkers to have the benefit of the most highly rated, state-of-the-art skills training programs. And at the end of the day, it helps them get a better job. It helps our employers. It helps the economy.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. You got 5 minutes. I'll give you to 945. Joey Generosity giving you that extra minute, 945, 939 right now. But if you're one of the first five callers, in the next 5 minutes, you get that free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter at Route 22 Toyota. Here's the number, 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949, you will get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter. If you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes and you won't have to deal with dummies, lady, you don't have to. You don't. When you go to Route 22 Toyota, you're going to go in and Iggy's going to be there and Carmelo and Chris and Johnny, and they're going to be there to take care of you. Alex Kinsella is going to be there, the general manager. You don't have to deal with dummies. No back and forth, you know? None of that pressure. No hidden fees. None of that. This is a family at Route 22 Toyota that I'm very proud to tell you about. And now they have this great deal for you. If you call and you're one of the first five callers, in the next 5 minutes, very quickly, I'll give you the 945. You got 5 minutes. 855-621-9949. Again, all European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, you got a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter. Just like that from Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. Or again, start here, please, Route22Toyota.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 941 on AM970. The Answer. Michael Goodwin is the senior political columnist for the New York Post, a political genius in a common sense way. Hey, Michael, how great of you to join us this morning. Thanks for jumping on the air with us, my friend.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Thank you.
Well, I am so, like, I'm railing, I'm trying to stay calm, I'm getting upset. People from San Francisco are calling me, and we love you, San Francisco, but really, they're saying, oh, it's all Donald Trump's fault, it's all Donald Trump this. And I said, well, has Nancy Pelosi been in San Francisco lately to clean up the homeless problem? I mean, oh, my gosh. And you have a brilliant, Michael, I have a brilliant column in today's paper in which you talk about the terrible television this is. It's. I mean, I can't believe the networks are clearing time for this, Michael. Tell us what you wrote about, if you would, sir.
Well, fundamentally, Joe, I think that the Democrats don't have much of a case. It's all well known, you know, the Ukraine phone call, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But they have... They are using the time allotted, which is 24 hours. They are using that time simply to repeat what they said, you know, a month ago, 2 months ago in the House, what they said yesterday, what they said this morning. They'll say again this afternoon.
Yeah,
It's like you're listening to a loop. And so they don't have much to work with. They're a very small set of facts. There's no great, you know, silver bullet somewhere that clarifies everything. We know what it is that they're trying to sell. The second thing that they're doing beyond the repetition on this idea that, you know, if you say something enough times, people will eventually make it feel like it's the truth because I heard it before.
Yeah.
No, don't fall for that one. But the other thing that they're doing is really inflating the language. And so, for example, they say that the president, by pausing the military aid to Ukraine, Adam Schiff actually said this, that Trump has endangered not only the national security of our European allies, plural, but also the national security of the United States. It's preposterous. I mean, a two month hold on money that they had not gotten before, and that Barack Obama never gave them, right? This lethal aid that would take out Russian tanks. Obama refused to give it to them because he didn't want to incite Putin. Now, Trump has been giving them that aid since his first year. Yeah. He held off 2 months because he was concerned about corruption, including the corruption involving the Bidens. But they eventually got it. And so Schiff wants us to believe that not only Ukraine in its Eastern Front war with Russia, but all of our European allies were endangered by this. And we ourselves were endangered because we have to fight the Russians there so we don't have to fight them here. This is the kind of crazy things they are saying because their case is so weak. Because it's so small, they repeat it and they inflate it.
That's right.
And I would just finally say this, that the other thing they've now started to try to sell is that it has to happen now. He has to be convicted and removed immediately because he will cheat in November. And in effect, what they are saying is we cannot trust the results if he's on the ballot.
Right.
I mean, these are extraordinary things to say, but they all grow out of their hatred for him and the fact that they have such a weak case. They are constantly embellishing it to make it sound like something it's not. I mean, it's an absolute disgrace, and I invite people not to tune it out entirely because I think you need to see this. You need to see what they are doing to our country. It's never been done before, Joe. It has never been done that impeachment has been used in this way on a totally partisan effort to not only undo 2016, but to win 2020. It is a clear sign that they do not have confidence in themselves if Donald Trump is on the ballot in November. It's a shocking, shocking thing that they're doing.
Yeah, but do you think people are buying this? And the only thing danger I had, Michael, was that all the network cleared time for this, which shocked me during the day. They cleared time for it. They're saying it's historic, and it's not. I mean, both you and I know this is everything you just said is right on the money as usual, Michael Goodwin. But my goodness gracious, they clear the time, and then they put Gerald Nadler on national television. I mean, and Adam Schiff without the savvy or he doesn't have the speaking acumen, you know, of a Ronald Reagan, for example, and yet they speak for 2.5 hours. Michael, the television networks keep them on. I mean, is there a danger that people will actually buy any of this?
Well, look, it's possible. I mean, I think that's what the Democrats are banking on. It's a kind of the big whopper. You say it often enough, and enough people hear it, and they start to believe it's true.
Yeah.
That's their whole game here. They have no other game other than to try to move that needle. Also, I think that for their own base, for the what I call the sort of the Trump derangement syndrome crowd, they already believe it. They'll pony up money to support these candidates, and so it's good for the donations of the Democratic Party as a whole. But it is such a power push, such a grab for power. And I just think if they're rewarded for this, then Katie bar the door, because this is in many ways, I've written before, Joe, and you and I have discussed this potential for a national crack up. And I think this kind of thing is a whole new front in this kind of political civil war we're having. And this opens it and deepens it in ways that we haven't seen before, which is why I believe it's very dangerous and it's combustible.
It's so true. And I think that every president from here on out is going to be impeached. I mean, are you feeling that? Everybody. And again, the Republicans are going to see what happened. Something's going to happen. A Democrat's going to be a president. They're going to go right. And how many times could they have possibly impeached Barack Obama and chose not to? The Republicans chose not to. Now it leaves. It seems like everything's off the table. As a matter of fact, at that point, Michael Goodwin, if I may, the president critics are, if they were being intellectually honest, why wouldn't they at least acknowledge the fact that President Obama did not give the Ukraine any military aid as well and had nothing to do with corruption? He just didn't do it. They never brought that up, did they?
No. And in fact, they themselves didn't criticize Obama at the time. Right.
Exactly.
They were happy not to do that.
Exactly.
So,
right.
So and you think about it. So the charges are that 15,000 Ukrainians have died. Killed by Russians. How many of them in the Obama years? They don't talk about that. I mean, since Trump has become president and given Ukraine these tank-killing weapons, the Javelin missiles, they're called, that's part of the aid we give them, you don't hear so much about that war anymore. Now, I think the death count has fallen as a result of this has been a deterrent for the Russians, who clearly want to carve up Ukraine. They annexed Crimea. Obama did nothing about that, right? They shot down a commercial passenger liner, killing hundreds of people. Obama did nothing about that. So this idea that Trump has endangered by a two-month delay is simply preposterous. It can't be true. And yet it is said on the floor of the Senate by a member of the House of Representatives, and 47 senators likely, if maybe 45, will buy that and use to try to remove Donald Trump. And a final thought, Joe, you know, it's not just that Trump would be convicted and removed. He could never again appear on a ballot in the United States.
Wow.
He's forever barred from holding public office. So that's what they're trying to do here. And as I say, if they get away with it, we have entered new territory that I think it's irreparable.
But you don't think? I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, this will just go away and be a distant memory hopefully by summer. Aren't you thinking this will just pass through and the Democrats will never get what they want?
You know, it should, and the odds are very good that it will, as you say.
Yeah.
But I'm also remembering the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearing, which was, the nastiest thing in a very long time, perhaps ever, in terms of the Senate.
Yeah.
They will do that again here. I mean, you will see the kind of mobs descend on the Senate, I predict. And, you know, you'll have that, you know, confrontation in the elevator kind of thing where some woman is weeping, you know, over Donald Trump's misogyny, and therefore you have to change your vote. I mean, they're pulling out all the stops.
Yeah.
There's nothing they won't do here. Many things we've never thought of and heard of. And so it probably won't work, but it will be ugly. And I think that in and of itself is something we should all regret, because I just think this ugliness, you know, Daniel Patrick Moynihan once said that when a bullet leaves a gun, it has no friends. And the kind of hatred that we're fearing here in this country that you see toward the president, once that is in the bloodstream, you can't necessarily control that. I mean, so that's what worries me. This is too far over the top to be good.
We're right on the money. Brilliant. Michael Goodwin, always a privilege to have you with us, sir. Keep the fight, Michael, and please come back soon, my friend. And God bless, Michael. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe. You too.
Michael Goodwin right there, senior political columnist, a brilliant man for the New York Post. Debbie's out there, 9:53 on AM 970. The Answer. Hiya, Debbie Duhame.
Hi, Joe Piscopo. Still a mess on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, bumper to bumper, 440 out through the Verrazano Bridge because of that earlier accident on the upper level into Brooklyn. We're seeing a lot of alternate volume as well on the northbound New Jersey Turnpike heading up toward 14 in Newark. That's alternate traffic there. Cross Island North at the LIE, an accident. Westbound BQE at the Kosciuszko Bridge, an accident there. And traffic is still moving slowly at the inbound GWB about 40 minutes in. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listener specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Hi, AM970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Doing payroll is no longer a headache for our customer, Jeff.
I've used various payroll providers in the past, and none can hold a candle to Patriot Software. Their software is ridiculously easy to use. The support staff is knowledgeable and courteous. I am very excited that Patriot Software files my tax forms for me, not just providing the forms like other payroll companies do. As a business owner, managing payroll has been a long-time headache that I no longer struggle with thanks to Patriot Software. I definitely rate your company 5 out of 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Sunshine today will fade via an increasing high cloudiness or high temperature 46. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 34 at Midtown, 23 to 28 in most suburbs. Tomorrow, partly sunny, rather mild, high 48. Saturday will be cloudy and rather windy with periods of rain, some of it heavy. Watch for flooding on roads and in poor drainage areas. Maybe a brief period of icing in some distant northern and western suburbs. Saturday's high 49. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo. Thank you, Joe Lundberg. Telling you about Connors and Sullivan. If you want to know about a will, an estate, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, will you please call Mike Connors? Call one of the lawyers at Connors and Sullivan, please. You call Kelly and Rose. Bridget is there. Lisa will answer the phone, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. You know what you get? If you call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500. 6500, you get a free consultation with a lawyer at Connors and Sullivan. You have to protect your financial legacy. It gives you a peace of mind. I didn't know what I was doing. My consigliere son Joey came to me and said, you got to go sit down with Mike. And I did, with Mike and Beth and Bridget and a great team at Connors and Sullivan. And the weight of the world is off my shoulders. And it will be for you as well. Protect your financial legacy with Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500. And listen, please, to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors himself on the radio right here on AM 970 The Answer at 11 a.m. on Sundays and Saturday at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570 The Mission. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. What a morning. You know, you got to just, if you just step back, you got to laugh a little bit. And I posted some things. I posted the picture of President Trump as an emperor, and I just do it just to irritate guys, people like Adam Schiff, people who don't listen, who don't want to debate. You got, and then there was Nadler and Schiff as Laurel and Hardy, thanks to my dear friend Mike, who sent that to me. Let's laugh. Please, just taking it way too seriously. Stay vigilant. Stay vigilant. And remember, we the people will prevail. So help me God. Thank you so much for listening. Frankie, thanks for a great show. Al, thank you. And Debbie, the team will be back tomorrow. I'm going to run down to Georgia. I'll be down in Atlantic City at the Tropicana for Seafood Goldberg. The University of Western Georgia, I'll see you tomorrow night. We're going to rip it up down there with the big band. Sonny Grasso, rest in peace, my friend. Thank you for your service to the NYPD. Make it a great day. You deserve
news, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
35 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The city council set to vote on a bill that would force city businesses to take cash in exchange for services. Bronx Councilman Richie Torres, who authored the bill, says when businesses refuse to take cash, such as restaurants, it's discriminatory against low-income New Yorkers who don't have credit cards or bank accounts. 2015 study found 1 in 9 city residents don't have a bank account. A judge in Massachusetts rejecting a lawsuit by Aerosmith drummer Joey Kramer seeking to force the band to let him play at the Grammy Awards. The suit also sought to have Kramer perform at an upcoming awards gala in Los Angeles. Aerosmith replaced Kramer for the shows because he had not played or rehearsed with the band in over 6 months. Judge rejected the suit yesterday. Kramer says he's disappointed. In sports, Knicks lose to the Lakers. Seton Hall beat Providence. Giants quarterback Eli Manning has announced his retirement from football.